Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874, and we are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. It's been a while.
Where are we? What happens next?
I'm back.
It's the whole show is doing that.
I know.
It's too funny. Welcome. Good morning. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Let's get you some. I know why you tuned in. You tuned in because you want to hear wellness radio. So let's get there. Okay. So we have Patricia Arevalo, right? Did I like totally butcher the name?
No, you did really good, Scott. I'm very proud of you. Thank you.
Trying to get it together.
A for Arevalo, yes. Thank you.
Thank you. And she's program supervisor, and she supervises one of the really key elements of behavioral health because
the front door.
And we're going to talk all today about assessment/crisis services because it really is an important element of what we do, and we get the gatekeeper.
Oh my goodness, I feel so important. Thank
now,
you.
Now you are also, by way of experience, you're also a licensed vocational nurse or
licensed psychiatrist.
Oh, even better. What in the mental health world? What do those people do?
Well, licensed psych techs, we're very few and far between, so we're very...
A dying breed.
Yes, we are. There's not too many of us at behavioral health. We have more licensed vocational nurses at behavioral health, but they function basically as a nurse. They do the initial nursing assessments, which is where they develop goals, talk to the patients about what their plan is going to be or what the plan is for their treatment at behavioral health. They assist the doctor with medications, medication support. They have sessions with the clients to help them out, to talk to them about their medications and how to take them properly and those kind of things. They refer them for labs prior to the initial psychiatric assessment so that the patient is, we have a good picture of what's going on with them before the doctor prescribes medication.
As a licensed psychiatric technician, then I'm just because it's in the title, I'm assuming that there's some specialized training in mental health stuff.
Yeah, we do, as opposed to a vocational nurse, we do more psychiatric. We do more on the mental retardation, more on the syndromes that are associated with mental retardation. Excuse me, and a lot of the illnesses mm-hmm. that the mental health illnesses, the bipolar, the schizophrenia, all the other depressive disorders, everything. We touch on those when we're going to school, as opposed to the vocational nurse, who's a little bit more medical. We're more psychiatric. We deal more with the field that of mental health.
I'm betting that experience comes into play in crisis assessment.
Oh, it does. It does. It really helps.
Especially at the crisis.
Especially at the crisis. I also function as a nurse there, so they got twofold with me. But we have a lot of really good nurses at behavioral health, and their expertise is unparalleled by anybody. We're really good. We're really good at what we do.
Cool. So let's, I guess, talk about what you do.
Yeah. So the assessment center.
Assessment
crisis center.
The assessment center is where a person can go in and get a pre-screening. They can walk in just as a walk-in, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, excluding weekends, holidays. And what they do is, they're having a crisis or they feel that they're having an issue and they want to talk about it. So we can go in there and we ask them a few questions. Probably takes about 15 minutes or so. And we can kind of assess their needs. We can see if they need to go to the crisis department, if they can, schedule an appointment for a regular intake. And we can give them some techniques maybe to help de-escalate the problem that they're having, maybe talk about some community resources. We have a resource list that we usually give them so that they can use that tool for any future need. And so it takes 15 minutes or so. I mean, it can take longer. It can take shorter.
Basically, walk-in basis, right?
Walk-in basis. It's free. You don't have to.
There's no wait or.
I mean, if we have a lot of patients or people that are in front of them, but usually no. And if there is, it's probably about a 5 or 10 minute wait. And if it's usually the wait is because we're having to get somebody pull somebody from crisis to go over to the assessment center to do the pre-screening.
Sure. And but no big mounds of paperwork.
No, no, they don't have to do any paperwork other than give us their name and why they're there, and that's
any cost?
It.
Any
no,
cost?
There is
person?
No cost, absolutely none. They walk in, we don't do any financials on them or anything like that. They walk in, they give us the few bits of information that we need. That's it.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.